eating mashed potatoes. First, with his fork, my father would mix in the steaming Del Monte peas my mother was so fond of in those days. With the side of his knife, he'd square the edges, flatten the top. Then he'd cut the sides off his sirloin, or his languid strip of pot roast, and eat these first, leaving on the blue china plate only two squares, unexpectedly stunning in their own way, lone rafts on a quiet lake. If he'd been a child of five, his parents may have marveled at his knowing a square was a square. If 15, they would have told him to stop playing with his food. When he was 30, 40, 50, I was the child in the family, and this only one of his simple eccentricities. Today, at 85, he stares into the white mass before him on its Melmac plate and does not lift the spoon from its place on the tray they gave him. I tell myself it could be the mashed moon for all he knows. Then he looks at me and asks for a knife.